This is
Cyber Station USA.
I warn you, their ingenuity goes hand in hand with their technology.
I think it's fair to call this hostile territory.
For you, I'll make an exception.
What you hold in your hand is the proof of their power.
Come here. You're not hurt, right?
This is Reggie Workman inviting you to join me in the Jazz Room with host Joan Watson-Jones. Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time on your cyber station, USA.com Radio Network.
Hello, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson-Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax while we enjoy great jazz. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. We open with music written and performed by our guest, bassist Reggie Workman and his ensemble. Reggie is a living legend, having worked with John Coltrane, Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, Yosef Lateef, Pharoah Sanders, Miles Davis, Tommy Flanagan, and many more. Reggie joins us here at Studio 952 for a two-part interview to talk about his work since that historic time. You're now listening to Esther's Theme from a 1994 recording titled Summit Conference. Enjoy. Welcome to the Jazz Room, Reggie Workman.
It's great to be here, Joe.
Thanks so much for talking with us. All right, now tell me a little bit about that piece we just heard, please.
Joan, I'm so glad you chose that. I haven't heard it in a while myself. And it was a piece that we did for my former wife's choreography when she was working with Jean-Paul Sartre, and I was doing the music for her play at the Greenwich House in New York. And that was Estelle's theme. And then she had a group dancing, a light person, and we went to the Greenwich House and did a theatrical, a multimedia production. And amazing. That day it was such special music and performance. And then we decided to record that again with Julian Priester and Sam Rivers and Farone Aglauf, which you heard on that particular track. Nice to hear it again.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad it worked out. Now, you've lived in a historic time and played in a historic time. And people can open the music history books and learn all that. But let's talk about what you've been doing since then. If you could give us a little outline, and then we'll break down a little bit in a little while.
Well, basically, constantly working on my own projects and working as a professor, a full-time person, tenured professor at the New School, trying to pass on whatever we have learned over the years to the younger people, to the aspiring musicians who are coming on and taking the ball from us running down this field. So I'm really proud to say that many, many great musicians who are already out there came through our institution. That's one of the things I've been doing. Other than that, just producing, recording, doing everything I can do to make the music, move the music forward, and associating with new music, new musicians, continuously developing something new.
Well, my second question just kind of came in there, but any of your students that you can name that maybe we might know of, or somebody that you could just say you're so proud of that you've worked with?
Wow, there's so many.
I know.
Hard for me to remember. I'll start with the persons who are most in front of me now: James Francis, Robert Glasper, Brad Meldell, Aaron Goldberg. Wow, so many. The late Roy Hargrove, the young singer Jasmine Horn, just Melanie Charles, who called me just a couple of days ago. She's doing something, a tribute to Coltrane at Symphony Space pretty soon. She was in my Coltrane workshop at the school, and she did a beautiful job. There's so many. Greg Kirsten. What's her name? Her name is Yayoi Kawa. She's making a lot of noise these days. Tanya Billing, Tanya Alexa. Our names will come as we go along.
That's fine. More. That is beautiful.
So there's so many.
There's so many, and so many names that we know that are out there doing their thing.
That's good.
That's wonderful. Now we're going to come up to another CD called 1999 CD titled Cerebral Caverns. And we're going to listen to a piece called What's in Your Hand. Now, is there anything you want to tell me about that piece?
Yeah, that What's in Your Hand, that title came from tuning into Adam Clayton Powell's speech. And that was one of the things that he was always saying, what's in your hand? When he talked about the politicians and the people who were trying to move things to another level. And when we did this recording, we decided we have great musicians here. We're going to come into the studio and we have a script. We have music that we want to make, but since we have so many great improvisers here, you don't bring them to the table and then tell them what to do, tell them how to do it. You just give them the parameters, give them the ideas, where we'd like to go. And that was one of the things that came out of that conversation. What's in your hand?
Okay, let's listen now to What's in Your Hand from Cerebral Caverns. You're in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. We continue with part one of our interview with bassist Reggie Workman. Oh, Reggie, I love listening to your music.
Yeah, now, I'm so glad to be here. And it's so great to hear that particular cut, because I'm saddened to say the late Jerry Allen, she was such a phenomenal musician and creator. And she left us much too early. When we dealt with that particular track, it was about the conversation we had with regard to where we want to go, what room we're in, who we are, and let's make the music and let it happen spontaneously. As I said before, it's such a great thing to be able to be in the company of musicians who know exactly the language that we need for that particular kind of dialogue. And Jerry is certainly one, and she was featured there.
Yes, yes, I know. Now, also featured were, I'm going to give that to you so you can tell me about these people.
Oh.
Al Foster, I see on the...
Yeah, Al Foster was on the date as well as... he was the percussionist for Jerry. Hemingway was as well on this date. Al Foster joined us as well. And it was a different room for him to be in at the time. He was working with Miles Davis, I think. And that what Miles was doing was certainly incredible, beautiful, but it was not this particular type of thing. So I was happy that he agreed to come in and work with us on this particular project. We had Julian Priestley. Now, first time we did the one from the Summit Conference record we shared with you just before, the same company, Postcards, produced both of these CDs. The second time when we did Cerebral Caverns, they said, okay, we'd like you to record with us again. I said, great. And how will we deal with this? They said, well, that's your call. Whatever you want to do, we do it, we record it, and we will make this a memorable time. And I said, okay, I'd like to include Jerry Allen, which you heard on Cerebral Caverns. Julian Priester, the same duo out front. Julian Priester and Sam Rivers, the late Sam Rivers as well. Jerry Hemingway and Elizabeth Panzer, who I was working with a lot at the time in my company a lot. So we said we'll bring them in. And as well, we brought in Al Foster because it's another flavor. And Tappan Mo Dek, because there was a time that I wanted the tabla to be present. So we put all these elements together, came into the studio, and started to make music.
Beautiful. And as we move forward through the years, we come to your next album, Encounter with Trio 3.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell me the names of your musicians on this one. Right here.
Oh, that's a long time standing trio with Andrew Cyril, Oliver Lake, and myself. And we've been together for over 20 years. And we decided, well, we got to put something out there. At this time, we didn't have much out there, and Oliver Lake had his own label. So we said, why not do it on your label? Passing Through Records. So we got together, we rehearsed, we put the music out there on Oliver Lake's label, Passing Through.
Okay, so we're going to listen to Reminds Me from Encounter.
Thank you.
All right. Now that was interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Oliver Lakes reminds me that was one of the first things we put together when we got together as Trio 3. A really interesting piece, very unusual, that had a time structure, but it did not have to be rigidly played, but felt. And everyone had to know where we were, regardless of what happened, and meet at certain places as the music dictated for us. And so that turned out to be some nice moments. As is the case with all improvised music, you have good moments, you have some you can live with, some you like, some you don't like.
Right.
Yeah, and that was interesting. I'm surprised that hearing that today, you can find things that were good, and you can find things that you don't like and evaluate accordingly. I guess it's the way anyone listening would do.
Especially as an artist, when you've created it and you go, gee, I wonder if I should have done it that way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Did I zig when I should have zagged? I would like to have done that differently. Or I like the way I accomplished that.
Okay, now we just have a little bit more time on this part one of your interview. And we're going to jump right on to your CD statements. And this one has a totally different group. And if you could give me rather quickly who these people are, I'm going to give you the CD while I take the package, while I give you this. And you can look at that. And while I set this up, you can, you know, tell me a little, be reminded. Go ahead.
Well, that was one that was produced by Maya and myself, along with people who were involved with at the time. We went to the studio independently and chose some of our leading musicians from the new school, which was Yayoi Ikawa and Leonard Kretz. Put them together with Igor Basquet, who is a guitarist, and who spends his time in Slovenia. And Jerry Hemingway, of course, was the drummer, myself on bass, Ikawa on piano, and Igor guitar, and Leonard on saxophone. And we decided, okay, let's go into the studio and record some of the things that we liked and see how we can get a product out there that includes some of the people that we're constantly working with, mentoring at the school.
Okay. Wonderful. So now let's listen to Current from Statements. And don't go far away, because we're going to have part two of your interview coming up next week. Thank you. Ends part one of our interview with bassist Reggie Workman. Tune in next week as he returns to talk more about his teaching, festivals, and much more. He may even tell us a little bit about this piece you're listening to now, Current, because he has a little bit more to say about it, and I think I want you to tune in next week and listen. We've come to the end of another show. Thank you for spending time here with us in the Jazz Room. We love hearing from you. You can now find the Jazz Room on Twitter at Ms. Jazz Kitty, or you may email me or chat with me through the Jazz Room page of my website, JoanWatsonJones.com. Until next time, you've been in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shake-up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyber Station USA.
Cyber Station USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyber Station USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop-shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.